Esther chapter 5. Now on the third day, Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the king's palace, across from the king's quarters. The king was sitting on his royal throne, opposite the entrance of the palace. When the king saw Esther the queen standing in the court, she won favor in his sight, and the king held out the gold scepter that was in his hand to Esther. So Esther approached and touched the top of the scepter. Then the king said to her, "What do you want, Queen Esther? What is your request? Whatever it is will be given to you, even up to half of the kingdom." Esther said, "If it pleases the king, let the king and Haman come today to the banquet that I have prepared for the king." Then the king said, "Bring Haman quickly, so that it may be done as Esther has requested." So the king and Haman came to the banquet that Esther had prepared. While they were drinking wine, the king said to Esther, "What is your wish? It will be granted to you. What is your request? Even to half of the kingdom, it will be granted." Then Esther replied, "My wish and my request is this: if I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it pleases the king to grant my wish and to grant my request, let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I will prepare for them. I will do tomorrow what the king has asked about." Then Haman left that day happy and with a glad heart. But when Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate, that he did not rise or tremble before him, he was furious at Mordecai. Nevertheless, Haman restrained himself and went home. Then Haman sent and invited his friends and his wife Zeresh to join him. Haman recounted to them the impressiveness of his riches, his many children, and all the ways in which the king had promoted him, and how he had advanced him over the other nobles and officials of the king. Haman continued, "Yes, Esther the queen invited no one but me and the king to the banquet that she had prepared. Tomorrow she has also invited me to dine with the king. Yet all this means nothing to me so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate." Then his wife Zeresh and all his friends suggested to him, "Let a 75-foot-high gallows be built, and in the morning speak to the king that Mordecai may be hanged on it. Then go with the king to the banquet satisfied." The suggestion pleased Haman, so he had the gallows built.